developers out there, thanks for joining us tonight for the third episode of the Cleantech Show on Coffee's Dev Radio. We are broadcasting from Denswano, Koforidua, Ghana, close to the cool breeze of the Denso River nearby. Tonight's episode is about the profession web developer. I recently had the opportunity to share my profession with high school students and had to answer the questions who, what, how, and why of being a web developer. So, who is a web developer? What does being a web developer involve? Does it pay? I hope tonight's discussion will help answer some of your questions. Do you want to become a web developer? Hopefully, this week's episode will shed light on what to look out for and many more. If you have no idea what or who a web developer is, do stick around as we share details with you. I'm Rex Wadinkansa, a senior web developer, and will be your host for tonight. After this quick word from our sponsors, we will get straight to talking the life of a web developer. Tonight's episode is sponsored by The African Dream and supported by Barcamp Ghana. The African Dream is all about telling the African story from an African perspective to awaken humanity. Check out theafricandream.net today to read and watch amazing African stories by great men and women of African origins. Barcamp Ghana brings people interested in Ghana together for an informal networking forum where attendees share ideas, discuss interests, network, and learn. Visit barcampghana.org to learn more about the next Barcamp close to you. Stay tuned, we'll be back shortly. Welcome back. In this episode, we're talking about the life of a web developer. So I hope to answer questions like, who is a web developer, what do they do, and how one can become a web developer. As a profession, a web developer is a programmer who specializes in or is specifically engaged in the development of World Wide Web applications or distributed network applications that run over HTTP from a web server to a web browser. What I just read is the definition on Wikipedia of what a web developer is. There are certain jargon thrown around here that I'm going to try to explain. First of all, the word programmer. Who is a programmer? A programmer is basically someone who writes computer software. And you can think of a computer software as instructions that one gives to a computer. So to give these instructions, it needs to be written in a way that the computer can understand. So the instructions, the thoughts, the process you wish the computer to do or to start working on can be roughly considered a computer software. Another word we find, or an expression we find in the definition of a web developer, is the term World Wide Web. A web developer is a programmer who specializes in the development of World Wide Web applications. What is a World Wide Web? Well, we commonly refer to it as www. You might have noticed that sometimes when you're entering a web address into your browser's address bar, you start with www. Then the name of the website you want to get to, then .com or .net. What is the www? The full meaning is World Wide Web. Think of it as an information space where you get access to documents and other resources using identifiers of the form Uniform Resource Locators, in short, URLs. And these are interlinked by hypertext links and can be accessed via the internet. So when you enter an address, a web address in your browser, the system at the end that sends back the page you requested for is the web server. You go onto the World Wide Web and using URLs, that is unique resource locators, you are able to access websites from web servers. Now we get to explain what a web server is. At the receiving end, what responds to the request we make in our address bar is known as the web server. Now, the web server is a broad term and can refer to hardwares or softwares. But in this discussion, we're going to think of a server or a web server as the software running on a computer or on a system. Then, what is the browser? Well, that is what you have on your smartphone, on your computer that you use to access websites. So it's the software application with an interface in which you are able to ask to retrieve websites. The web browser is responsible for presenting and traversing information resources on the World Wide Web. Currently, the world's most popular browser is Chrome and is used by more than 1 billion users worldwide. So that gives us a little bit of background of what a web developer is. Their job is to write programs that are targeted at the World Wide Web. So they are World Wide Web related applications and they are accessed over the internet. That is a bit of background about a web developer. Now, what do they actually do? Modern applications often contain three or more tiers, and depending on the size of the team working on a particular application or a team at a startup or an organization, the web developer may specialize in one or more of these fields or aspects of development. For example, in a two-person team, one developer may decide to focus on technologies sent to the client, such as HTML, JavaScript, or CSS. What is sent to the client is what the client sees in their browser. Remember, we mentioned browser. So the web browser, when you make a request to a server, what the server sends back, of which you get to interact with in your browser, comprises of popular technologies such as HTML, JavaScript, and CSS. Now, in a theme, a web developer might take up the responsibility of handling the parts that are responsible for what the user sees in their browser. So in a two-person team, one might decide to handle what comes to the user's browser, commonly referred to as the client. So the client making access or request to the server. Then on the server side, one might decide to also handle server-side frameworks such as Perl, Python, Ruby, PHP, Java, ASP.NET, and whatnot. Python, a server-side framework based on Python, can be Django. Ruby, it can be Ruby on Rails. PHP, we have Symfony, we have Laravel, and a whole lot. These are server-side frameworks that are responsible for sending responses, listening to requests, and responding to the user. So in this case, one of the developers will decide to handle what the user sees, and one will be responsible for handling what the user sends in. So if a user sends in a form, one developer will be responsible for writing the logic behind, as in, when this form comes in, what do we do with it? Do we save it? Do we use it in sending an email? Do we use it to authenticate? And whatever decisions they have going on in the application, one developer might decide to handle that. So in this situation, you have two web developers handling different aspects of web application building. The same might go for when one of the developers is handling the front end side, which we refer to as what is coming to the client, known as the front end. Another developer will be handling the back end stuff, which is also referred to as the server side frameworks interactions. Although the front end and the back end could be combined and handled by one developer, one web developer, it can be split into separate spots depending on the team size and how fast the application is meant to be built. There might be another developer, let's assume a three-person team, might decide to focus on how these front end and back end interact, how they access databases, how they come up with the web service, how to help people get access to the infrastructure or the product that is being sold. So after building the back end, which is to handle the logic and database access and everything, another developer might be responsible for actually helping users get access to it, which is more in the realm of deployment. And maybe you can think of scalability. Another one might be interested in copy marketing, user experience, the designing, you know, project management, software architecture, and database administration. So these are individual tasks. These are specializations which come under a broad umbrella known as web development. In the process of building a web application, all these pieces come together to form a big umbrella of a web developer role. In real life, you hardly find one developer doing all of these at a time. in a team, you have different people handling different aspects of it, ensuring everyone is doing one particular task and doing it well. Not a great option for freelance developers or solo developers. They have to do everything together and it can get overwhelming sometimes. So they'll have to build the front end, they'll have to do the back end, they'll have to ensure database is up and running, be responsible for deployment, security, scalability if that comes into the equation. And depending on the size, a web developer might be responsible for a whole lot in the development of an application. What a web developer does is a lot, and depending on where the developer finds himself and the size of the team will actually reflect what the developer has to do. So there are many subsets of what a web developer does, but in a nutshell, these are some of the aspects you can find a web developer role in. You can decide to specialize in one of these fields. It can be front end, it can be back end, it can be usability, it can be database, managing the infrastructure, security, and web design, web producer, user experience, marketing, project management. You can think of a whole lot. They all come under the whole role as web developer because they all come together. Although individual and specialized fields under the web developer role, they all come together to create and build web applications. In summary, a web developer is responsible for building applications that are specialized in running in your browser. A typical example can be a blog, like the Coffee's blog. It is a website built to handle blogs. So you write an article, people come there to read it. A programmer, the application has been built to run in the browser on the World Wide Web. That is the responsibility of a web developer. So from when you make a request and the Nginx receives it, any logic, any process going through those stages falls under the work of a web developer. However, each and every aspect, each and every stage of the process can be handled by a web developer specialized in a specific field. So for the Nginx, it could be the responsibility of scalability guy and server administrator who's responsible for making sure incoming requests are up and running and there are no chokes as seen. Users don't wait on the line longer than they should. When it gets into the system, there can be a developer responsible for ensuring that the processing of whatever we have, as in my blog for example, is up and running efficiently and it's not wasting too much memory. Someone might be responsible, a specialized web developer will be responsible for ensuring the security, so you are not able to, someone doesn't hack into the system or do something bad. One might also be responsible for ensuring the database is running smoothly and the queries that are going through as efficient as possible. So there are various little things that come together for a web application and it all falls under the role of a web developer. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be back and explain the part about being a web developer. Does it really pay? So stick and stay and we'll be back soon. Tonight's episode is sponsored by The African Dream and supported by Barcamp Ghana. The African Dream is all about telling the African story from an African perspective to awaken humanity. Check out theafricandream.net today to read and watch amazing African stories by great men and women of African origins. Barcamp Ghana brings people interested in Ghana together for an informal networking forum where attendees share ideas, discuss interests, network, and learn. Visit barcampghana.org to learn more about the next Barcamp close to you. Stay tuned, we'll be back shortly. Hello and welcome back. We're talking the life of a web developer. We've already seen what the web developer role is and what being a web developer involves. Now the question is, does it pay? Yes, it does pay, and no, it doesn't. The question of whether a profession pays doesn't come up only when discussing the life of a web developer. In any profession, before you could say the closing words, you will be asked, does this profession pay? Well, for me to answer that kind of question, I normally go by, it's a yes and a no. So let me start with the no part. Let's think of this. According to the Professional Footballers Association, the average salary of a Premier League football player is between £25,000 and £30,000 per week. This average is high, partially due to some of the top players earning up to £300,000 a week. Now, let that sink in for a second. £25,000 per week. Elon Musk is the founder, CEO, and CTO of SpaceX. He's the co-founder, CEO, and product architect of Tesla. He's the co-founder and chairman of SolarCity, the co-chairman of OpenAI, co-founder of Zip2, and founder of X.com. According to a recent filing, Tesla CEO Elon Musk was entitled to a $37,000 salary in 2016. As usual, he didn't take it. Obviously, he makes more than that each year from other bonuses and a lot more side-related projects. But the point is, even he, Elon Musk, earns per year less than what an average footballer earns in a fortnight. Would one be right to say Elon Musk, being who he is, an architect, co-founder, and whatnot, his role doesn't pay? Honestly, if we really want an occupation that pays, then we all shall head to the field and try to mix our leg, score goals, as we rake in tens of thousands of pounds or euros each week. Thus, the answer to the question, does a web developer role pay? I'll say no, as per the reasons above. Thus, the role as a web developer pays, and the answer to above can also be yes, depending on how you look at it. According to the PaySA, the average market salary for a senior web developer is somewhere around $124,000 per year, ranging from $70,000 to $134,000. Average market salary includes $87,000, base salary, $12,000 annual bonus, and $23,000 annual equity. So if you ask me, based on the market stats, I would say being a developer can and does pay. In many cases, how much one earns is related to how many years of experience one already has. So of course, if you start building web applications today, your experience level is likely low and you are likely not to attract as big as salaries like the above. However, as time goes on, with more experience comes more efficiency, speed, and creativity, which is worth a higher salary. In all, to anyone thinking of a web developer role as a career, yes, it pays, just like any other profession out there. Unless you start comparing the web developer role per annual salary to the weekly salary of footballers in the Premier League. Are you willing to become a web developer? If you're already a web developer, are you excited to go on and gain more experience so that you can earn higher as time goes on? Web developers are essential to the web platform because they help in building applications and improving them. How to become a web developer also comes up in discussions relating to web development. There are no formal educational or requirements, license related requirements to become a web developer. However, many colleges and trade schools offer coursework in web development. Many MOOC, mass open online courses, such as Udacity, have advanced courses that help shape students in pursuing the profession as a web developer. I recently completed a nano degree course on Udacity as a senior web developer, a course designed to give developers the chance to build on existing skills and master newest technologies available. There are also many tutorials and articles online which teach web development, freely available on the web. You may start with something like dive into HTML, dive into JavaScript, or even read from W3 Schools. Not everyone is a fan of the W3 Schools websites, but I personally started learning HTML and CSS from W3 Schools. And at that time, I did not really need any advanced understanding. I wanted the basics, and W3 schools were a great help. As you learn your way around, you might appreciate visiting the Mozilla documentations related to web development. So they have the HTML, they have the CSS, they have the JavaScript. You might find interest in that as you progress and advance and come to understand the fundamentals of the web, such as HTML, JavaScript, and CSS. Even though there are no formal educational requirements, dealing with web development projects requires those who wish to be referred as web developers. You would have to gain advanced knowledge and skills in fields like HTML, hypertext markup language, which describes and defines the content of a web page, CSS, cascading style sheets, which describes how HTML elements are displayed on screen, paper, or in other media, JavaScript, which is said short as JS, is a dynamic, full-fledged programming language that, when applied to an HTML document, can provide dynamic interactivity on websites. Then, on a server side, you might want to take interest in server-side architectures like Python, Django, PHP, Laravel, Ruby on Rails, or ASP.NET, whatnot. You have to gain skills in the ability to use databases, so NoSQL databases like MongoDB or relational databases like MySQL or PostgreSQL. You should be able to get up to date with creating single page applications with the use of front end tools like AngularJS or React or whatnot. So web developers have one of challenging yet interesting professions out there. It is important to think of a web developer as the lifeblood of web applications we see today. From Facebook to Google, what you interact in your browser, what you click on, they are all built by web developers. It might not be a single web developer, it might be a team of web developers specializing in different fields of the web development process. But then it boils down to web developers. Tonight's episode is sponsored by The African Dream and supported by Barcamp Ghana. The African Dream is all about telling the African story from an African perspective to awaken humanity. Check out theafricandream.net today to read and watch amazing African stories by great men and women of African origins. Barcamp Ghana brings people interested in Ghana together for an informal networking forum where attendees share ideas, discuss interest, network, and learn. Visit barcampghana.org to learn more about the next Barcamp close to you. Stay tuned, we'll be back shortly. Thank you so much for joining us. If this is your first time tuning in, you can grab this broadcast as a podcast. Go check the Kofi's Dev Radio website. And we will come your way next week, same time, broadcasting another interesting discussion with developers. Stay tuned and hope to catch you next week.